News Talk 1620 WTAW. A year after serving two terms on the Bryan City Council, Ann Horton begins a two-year appointment on the Blinn College Trustees. Horton and College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who are both members of Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee, will participate in their first meeting on the 15th at the Blinn campus in Bryan.
I hope that the people of Brazos County will take advantage of the opportunity to come to a Blinn board meeting.
Well, that and be able to take a look around the multi-million dollar work that's taking place on the campus this year.
Exactly. Some good changes. And we're excited about that here in Bryan at the Bryan campus.
And also interject that you're getting in pretty much on the ground floor regarding the West campus as well.
We are. I hope we'll have some kind of opportunity to see a lot of the drawings real soon and see what they have planned already and just maybe be able to have a little input in that too.
Let's hear more about you becoming one of the first two being appointed from Brazos County to the Blinn Board.
It's really exciting. I served on the advisory committee here in Brazos County for a number of years. And with this new legislation, it required that people who were serving on that committee be appointed to the Board of Trustees, and I was fortunate enough to be selected. So I'm really looking forward to this.
I want to rewind back to the time where you were first asked or you were first interested or first approached about being on the advisor committee. What was your interest then?
I was excited about it then, too. You know, Blinn's been a part of Brazos County, City of Bryan for a very long time. Shoot, I went there when I needed to take some courses, so it was part of my history. So it was very rewarding. It was an honor to be a part of that group.
What are some of the things that you gained by being on the advisor committee and then finding out during the course of the legislative session these two new positions are going to open up on the trustees?
Well, I thought it was a really good opportunity for us, and I think it's probably long overdue. We have been a part of Blinn for so very long and not had any kind of opportunity to have an input on any of the policy making or anything like that. So I think it's something that needed to happen, so I'm glad that I'm able to do it. Serving on the advisory committee, I got a first-hand view the many different areas that Blinn is involved in, the areas of opportunity that they offer for students. And it just was really eye-opening to see all of that, you know, from health, career-type things, and vocational, and a lot of things that I just really wasn't aware of. So I've got that understanding and that knowledge of the many different things that Blinn does. And I think I'm getting ready to find out a whole lot more about the things that Blinn does and the opportunities that are available.
How much did you follow the politics of the Blinn trustees from the outside looking in while you're on the advisory board? And not only about Bryan, but also the home campus in Brenham, as well as Seeley and Schulenburg.
I followed it somewhat. You know, I was interested to know what the legislation was going to look like, and wasn't really sure what it would look like, but it was gratifying to see when it finally passed that Brazos County would have representation on the Board of Trustees.
Visiting with Ann Horton of Bryan, she and College Station's Nancy Berry are the two newly appointed members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees. It's been a few weeks since the Brazos County Commissioner's Court approved your appointment as well as Mayor Berry's. What sort of contact have you had with administrators and other members of the board?
They have been really, really helpful. They've been very open and inviting us to come over and visit. In fact, this week, Friday, I believe, I'm going over there along with Mayor Berry, and we're going to get a tour of the Brenham campus and getting together with David Summer and Mary Hensley very soon just to have an opportunity to visit with them and learn a little bit more about what they do. They've been very kind and open to getting together.
Is there any sort of comfort or uncomfort level entering this board, considering the contentious nature of what happened during the legislative session?
There may be a little uneasiness, but I think we all have to just work together and do the best we can with the situation that we have. I hope that they will find our comments and our input to be helpful, and I know that I'm going to learn a lot from them.
And a couple of terms on the Bryan City Council hasn't hurt you in dealing with political bodies.
No, I don't think it has. I think it prepared me for this. And, you know, we don't always get along with everybody, but at least we can be, we can have a good discussion and an opportunity to share ideas. And I don't look at this as being any kind of situation where there's going to be a lot of friction or anything like that. I'm just going into it with the attitude that we can make land better if we all work together.
And something I would also guess that you're not just about the interest of Blinn in Brazos County. It's about the interest of Blinn as a Blinn system and all the places it has campuses.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that being on the board, you're not just going over there to represent one area. I'm going over there to help Blinn in general, all of it, or to at least attempt to be able to bring some kind another idea, thought, something like that to the table to improve all of Blinn. Blinn's a great school. It really is. They have really helped to improve the lives of so many students, and I'm just very happy to be a part of it.
Well, again, considering that you have firsthand experience, too, that would prove to be invaluable, I would think, as a board member.
I think so. I think that will help a lot. I got to meet a lot of the people who are on the administration and on the board during my time on the advisory committee.
And finishing up my visit with Ann Horton, what has she been up to since leaving the Bryan Council a year ago? Well, she and her husband have continued their work in El Salvador as part of SHIP. That's the Shelter the Homeless International Project.
We have taken 7 or 8 trips, mission teams down there this year, and about 120 people have gone with us. It's been really exciting. We've been able to accomplish a lot, get some houses built, have opportunities to visit with the kids in the orphanage as well as the neighborhood. So I've spent a lot of time out of the country here recently.
And for those who are not familiar with the SHIP, where do you go when you do this stuff?
We go to El Salvador. We've been going there for 11 years now, and it's kind of like a second home to us. We've got people down there that we've known for so long that they're not just people we know, they're our family. And that's been really, it's just a really exciting time when we get to go back down there and hang out with our family there.
It's almost getting to the point where you're seeing the start of a second generation then.
We are. You know, past two trips, one in September, we went down for the graduation of one of our kids from the orphanage from university. She got a degree in psychology. And then in November, we went down there and got to go to the graduation of two of our kids from the neighborhood from high school. So it's really exciting to see all that's going on there. Earlier this year, one of the girls in the orphanage who we've known since she was a little bitty thing got married, so we got to have a wedding shower. So it is a second generation coming on. It's very exciting for us.
Getting ready to play a surrogate grandmother's role then?
I really feel like I'm grandma to all of them. But yeah, as a matter of fact, she's going to have a baby sometime next year. So we are looking forward to that and getting to be grandma, grandpa.
Thanks again to Ann Horton for the visit. She and Nancy Berry both participated in their first meeting as members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees on the 15th. That trustees meeting is going to be at the Blinn campus in Bryan in the Student Center, again, the evening of the 15th, beginning at 6:30, and you are welcome to attend. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.